For Patriots Today, I'm Bob Soucy with this week's opponent preview. After 21 years without an NFL franchise, the City of Angels welcomed back the Rams with a mid-September victory over Seattle in the fabled Coliseum. But after two more wins on the road gave LA a 3-1 record, the Rams have lost six of their last seven contests. Most recently, they fell hard on the Big Easy, losing 49-21 at New Orleans in a Week 12 exception. What's been a season of mostly close games characterized largely by strong defensive and solid special teams play by Los Angeles. Up front, the Rams featured top round picks Aaron Donald, Michael Brockers, and Robert Quinn, along with another first rounder at linebacker in Alec Ogletree. And with hybrid Mark Barron, an ex-Tampa Bay safety turned LA backer, as well as cornerback Trumaine Johnson, a source of 16 interceptions the last five seasons, the Rams have one of the league's fastest and most talented units.
They have a lot of first-rounders, you know. They're real physical. Linebackers are fast. Their defensive line, they play together. They're smart. They're shifty. It'll be a challenge.
Complementing that defense is punter Johnny Hecker, who was instrumental in a recent win over the Jets, which was one of two Rams wins in which all the scoring was applied by kicker Greg Zuerlein. Meanwhile, on the receiving end of kicks, speedster Tavon Austin has three career punt returns for touchdowns, while Benny Cunningham has a 102-yard kickoff return to his name.
You know, Hecker's a tremendous weapon. This guy's looks like as good a player as, you know, I've ever seen at that position. A tremendous weapon in his ability to punt the ball, punt it inside the 20, directional kick it. Kicking game's going to be a tough matchup for any team against them.
Both Austin and Cunningham are part of an offense that includes receiver Kenny Britt, who's enjoying a career year, tight end Lance Kendricks, who's caught 17 career touchdowns, and running back Todd Gurley, who's rushed for 1,100 yards as a rookie in 2015. All are now led by this year's number one overall draft pick, quarterback Jared Goff, who's coming off three touchdown passes on Sunday and only his second career start.
Well, we know he's got a really strong arm. He's big. He's relatively mobile. And I think he's taken some good steps in the right direction just in one or two games. So, when you deal with a player that's improving exponentially like that, he's just going to keep getting better.
One of the biggest things, taking care of the ball. You can tell he has a pretty good understanding of what they want to do offensively. You can tell by just some of the reads he makes and who he's trying to get the ball to. Depending on what the defense does. So, obviously, top pick, he has the size, has the arm strength to get the ball where he wants. And I think now for him is just getting a feel and being out there and playing more. But I think he does a good job of trying to do exactly what their offense has him out there trying to do. And he seems like he's out there trying to read coverages and get the ball where it should be.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.